This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Will we be seeing Kanye West and evangelist Joel Osteen doing a tour together? Since the success of their Sunday service in Houston last month, the two have talked about expanding the show. Next up, the duo will appear at Yankee Stadium in New York on May 2nd, and they'll also perform their religious service at Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago next fall, with more dates to follow. Yeezus! Since Charlize Theron won a Best Actress Oscar in 2004 for her portrayal of serial killer Eileen Wuornos in Monster, she's played tough women in several films, and she's doing it again. In Bombshell, she plays Megyn Kelly in a drama that chronicles how Gretchen Carlson's lawsuit against CEO Roger Ailes tipped off a wave of sexual harassment allegations at Fox News. Check it out. Rose McGowan called out Harvey Weinstein after the disgraced mogul gave a bizarre interview before his impending sex crimes trial, in which he claims he's a forgotten man. "I didn't forget you, Harvey. My body didn't forget you. I wish it could," she said. He's pled not guilty and maintains any sexual activity was consensual. Weinstein could face life in prison if convicted. Yep.
Guilty.
That Peloton ad actress is about to be featured on a daytime soap. Monica Ruiz, the woman who starred in the controversial ad for the exercise company Peloton, has landed a role on The Bold and the Beautiful. The actress will appear in episodes on January 29th and 30th, but her role is top secret at the moment. Monica's getting a flat fee of $2,000 to appear on the show. Good luck! Recently fired AGT judge Gabrielle Union took part in a panel called The Power of Inclusivity and the Women Leading the Charge. Union talked about speaking up and doing the right thing in her career, saying, quote, "How many checks do I need? This financial freedom, they're shackles, masquerading as zeros in my bank account," unquote. Hey, can you lend us some of those zeros? Juice WRLD's girlfriend broke her silence 1 week after the late rapper's untimely death. Ali Lotti took to the stage of the Rolling Loud Festival at the Bank of California Stadium in LA and shared a moving message to the crowd during a tribute to the Lucid Dreams rapper. "I just wanted to say Gerard loved every single person that he helped on this earth," unquote. Juice died December 8th. 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg is the subject of a documentary which will premiere on Hulu in 2020. Last year, Greta started a school strike for the climate, saying to adults, "If you don't care about my future on Earth, why should I care about my future in school?" Her strike evolved into a global movement. She was just named Times Person of the Year. Yeah, sorry, Donald. Demi Lovato has been through a lot in the past couple of years. In June of 2018, she suffered a serious overdose. Over the summer, Lovato was in a really good place after celebrating a year of sobriety. She just got a tattoo that says "Survivor." After finishing rehab treatment in 2011, Lovato got the words "Stay" and "Strong" inked on her wrist. Now she's added to her collection. More to come? Is Quentin Tarantino leaving Star Trek behind? The director has been attached to an R-rated Star Trek movie for well over a year now, but now he's casting some doubt on whether or not he'll move forward as the project's director. Tarantino is committing to his 10-film plan before retiring from feature filmmaking, which means he only has one movie left. Then it's time to beam him up. Or not. Frozen 2 is the sixth Disney movie this year to hit $1 billion globally, strengthening the studio's sheer dominance over the box office. Those ticket sales extend the benchmark Disney set with five other films: Avengers Endgame, Aladdin, Toy Story 4, The Lion King, and Captain Marvel, all joining the $1 billion club in a single year. Congrats to Mighty Mouse! Are Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott still on a break? After news broke in October that they were taking some time away from their relationship, the pair have remained close, co-parenting their one-year-old daughter, Stormy. However, Kylie has sparked rumors that the pair are back on again after she was spotted rocking a massive diamond ring. Yeah, well, that sure didn't last long. Adele is getting close with record producer Jonathan Hay, having met him at Quad Recording Studios in New York. Recently, Jonathan said he's smitten with a British woman but didn't name her. I unexpectedly met the love of my life when I got off the elevator at the legendary Quad Studios, the same elevator that Tupac Shakur was shot in, he said. I guess it's worth a shot. Sorry. Kumail Nanjiani is taking his upcoming role in Marvel's Eternals movie seriously. The scrawny actor who was featured in Silicon Valley has been hitting the gym really hard and has gotten amazingly ripped. He showed off his new body on Instagram, admitting he was no picnic to be around while transforming his look. Hope the film's a hit. Otherwise, bring on the donuts! Taylor Swift has announced she'll headline the 2020 Glastonbury Festival for its 50th anniversary. Yep, she recently announced on Instagram that she'd be headlining the annual UK four-day festival, which kicks off on June 24th at Worthy Farm in Poulton, Somerset. Other confirmed artists include Paul McCartney and Diana Ross. Hope they like mud. The Trash Bin. Amy Schumer shared a photo of the Kardashians dressed as one another during the Keeping Up with the Kardashians season 17 finale. Schumer said she watched the episode and praised them, saying she's poked fun at them in the past. Amy said, quote, "I've made a million jokes over the years, but I love that family. They are good, kind girls," unquote. Not sure if Schumer was drunk at the time.
The news wrap-up.
Apple's AirPods Pro are sold out online ahead of the holidays. Facebook has failed to convince lawmakers it needs to track your location at all times. Netflix's Asia Pacific business had the biggest gains of all regions over the past 3 years. Popeyes poked Chick-fil-A with job ads seeking chicken sandwich makers who can work on Sundays. Bam! Thank God for that.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Star Wars Rise of Skywalker is the biggest film in the land.
The number one album.
Harry Styles' Fine Line enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Yep, it's Minecraft again for the holidays.
The number one book.
Educated by Tara Westover continues to be the best-selling nonfiction book.
City Girls is a rap duo that hails from two of Miami's roughest neighborhoods, Opa-locka and Liberty City. JT and Young Miami initially made a name for themselves by guesting on Drake's hit song, In My Feelings. Before that, life was a tough grind as they were both performing in strip clubs at the age of 17, but found work performing their rhymes in nightclubs and block parties. Currently, Young Miami is expecting her second child and first with boyfriend and music producer Southside after surviving a drive-by shooting last August. JT is sitting in a halfway house after serving 2 years for fraudulent credit card charges. Besides all the turbulence, they managed to record a new track and were all over it. Here's Young Miami and JT, better known as City Girls, with the song of the week, You Tried It.
You tried it though.
City Girls with the song of the week, You Tried It. And happy holidays from everyone here at LA Spins. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.